I remember this afternoon when my sister came into the room. She refused to say how my father was, but I knew he'd be dying soon. And I was oh so glad, and it was oh so sad, that I realized that I despised this man I'd once called father, hating his hanging on, with fingers clutching his body now just 88 pounds, blinded eyes still searching for some distant dream that had faded away at the seams, dying alone, naturally.